Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a message from the series, God's on My Side. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Somebody said out loud, God
is for me.
He's on my side. He's with those. He's with that. Which helps me.
Is good for me.
He's against that. Which is against me. I know in Bible school years ago, Brother Mel Piper was one of our instructors. And we were studying some things in the Old Testament. And we're studying judgment. A lot of things about judgment. And God will smite and God will judge. And God, if you were here last week, went into some detail about that and saw what's actually happening. But there are going to be some things you don't fully understand. And he could tell at one point we were all kind of quiet and we're studying judgment, you know, in the Old Testament. And he stopped and he just said this. He said, listen, no matter what you understand or don't understand, always stay on God's side.
Amen.
Man, that went right into my spirit. I remember it like it was yesterday. I thought that's some of the best advice I ever heard. Always stay on God's side. See, the enemy will come try to get you against God. Get you to feel miffed at God. Get you to question Him. Question, isn't that what He did with Adam and Eve? Did God say that? And imply you're not going to die. Why'd He tell me then? He just wants to keep you away from that because He knows you get this, you're going to be like Him. Implication, He wants to keep you down, keep you under Him, keep you from something that could help you reach your full potential. He is so crafty. He's so tricky. He's such a liar. You got to make up in your heart and mind if you want to be safe. I am on God's side. No matter what I see or what I don't see, what happens, well, why did God do this? Well, if He did, He must have had a good reason. Why didn't God do that? Well, if He didn't, He had a good reason. He's perfectly righteous. He's perfectly just and fair. And when you find out what it is, you'll go, oh, I see. Well, that makes perfect sense. I think for the first several years in heaven, you're going to hear that all over the place. Oh, oh, no wonder. Oh, well, of course. Oh, because down here we know so little. We see so little. But how many believe in, like Romans says, let God be true and every man a liar, that you may be justified when you are condemned? What does that mean? Men are condemning God. And they're accusing Him of being unfair. And it's not true. I said, it's not true. Are you on God's side?
Yes.
Make up your mind. Say it out loud.
I will always
be on.
Stay on.
God's side. If He's for it, I'm for it.
If He's against it,
I'm against it. I'm with Him. I'm with Him. What side you on? Whatever He said. Brother Hagin said years ago, he was laying hands on people to be filled with the Holy Spirit. And he came to this husband and wife standing there, and this guy's looking. This is all new to him. He'd never been anything like this. And he says, what'd you come for? And somebody said something about the Holy Spirit. He said, you come to receive the Holy Spirit? And he looked at his wife. He said, if she say I do, I do. Well, he received. Hallelujah. And he did need to receive. But we need to be like that with God. If He say I do, I do. Whatever He says, that's it. Right? If He says it's right, it's right. If He says it's what we do, it's what we do. And if He says don't do that, then we don't do it. Even if your flesh wants to do it, in your heart, side with Him.
Yes.
Side with Him. side with Him before what He's for. He's for you. Do you believe He's always got your best interest at heart and mind? He's not trying to take anything away from you. If He tells you to stop doing something, He's not trying to spoil your fun. He's not trying to curtail and shorten your enjoyment of life. It's going to hurt you. You just don't know it yet. You just don't realize it yet. If He is against anything that's against you, because He's for you. We know that in human-to-human relationships. Phyllis and I as pastors, we're for you. But that doesn't mean we're automatically for anything you decide to do. Right? If we can see something's going to hurt you, and after decades in the ministry, we've seen things happen and not happen. You see some of the same things happening. And some people don't understand. They thought, well, they're against me. No, just because I whipped out my pistol. It might look like, well, he's pointing right at me. Yeah, but I'm not against you. I'm against that thing that's on your shoulder trying to hurt you. Come on, can you see this? I'm not against you. But it can look that way. It can feel that way. But it's not that way. If the love of God is really motivating. So can you see, sometimes people think, well, they wouldn't do what I wanted to do. They don't love me. No, they can love you more than you love you. They can see this is going to hurt you. And so they're not for it. We've had people, Phyllis and I, have had people get upset at us because we didn't agree with what they were going to do in ministry. And maybe they had been around us for some time and they said, we're going to do this. And we thought, okay. And we didn't bless them. We didn't send them off. And it made them mad. It upset them. But what they didn't realize, and what's been proven out over the years now, it didn't go good for them. The Lord wasn't in it. We would have misrepresented the Lord if we had acted like it was the Lord. And if we had supported it. It's not that we weren't for them or didn't care for them. But I'm not just representing myself. We're supposed to represent Him. And if you don't see it yet, He already knows there's no future to what you're talking about. And it's only going to hurt you. You're only going to wind up in the wrong place. But if it's the Lord, man, we're glad for you. We know we're not the only thing going. We're glad for you. If the Lord's in it, but if the Lord's in it, you're going to wind up doing more for the Lord. Right. Not less. You're not going to wander around and flop and wander around and change your mind 20 times and start over 20 times. Come on, can you see this? That's hurting you. That's a lot of marriages don't make it through that. A lot of people's health doesn't make it through that. No. If the love of God and Spirit of God's directing, then the Lord and the people involved, they're for you. But that don't mean they're for everything you decide to do if it's going to hurt you, if it's going to mess you up. Said out loud, He's for me. And He's for what's for me. He's against what's against me. Let's read it again. 2 Corinthians, the 6th chapter. He started at the chapter saying we're workers together with Him. Verse 14. Be ye not unequally yoked together with unbelievers. For what fellowship has righteousness with unrighteousness? A lot of folks they've taken some good ideas, but they've ignored Scripture. They were delivered from drinking, but they want to go back into bars and witness to people. And that's how a lot of people mess up. Next thing you know, they're drunk again. They were delivered from, you know, having sex with everybody that they could. And yet, they think, well, I want to help people in that area. Did the Lord tell you to? Because a lot of these folks, He'd tell them what He had told Abraham, you need to leave this. You need to leave this whole area. Get out and go over here. You're not the only one He can use to minister to people.
That's right.
And He's saying, don't be yoked together with this. Don't have communion with this. People a lot of times think they're stronger than they are. But especially something that the Lord delivered you from. You want to stay completely away from it. You want to stay away from it. Verse 15. What conquered has Christ with Belial? What part has he that believes with an infidel? What agreement has the temple of God with idols? You're the temple of the living God. God has said, I'll dwell in them and walk in them. I'll be their God and they'll be my people. Does that sound like he's for you every hour of the day and night? Is he for you when you come, when you go, when you get up, when you lay down? Living in you, walking in you. Somebody say, he's my God. He's my God and he is for me. But what's he saying? Separate yourself from this. Why? Because judgment's going to come on that. The wages of sin is death. If you join yourself to that, it's going to hurt you. You can't do it without it hurting you. 17. Wherefore do what? Come out from among them. Them what? All the things, the unrighteousness, the unbelief, the uncleanness, the darkness, the things that are of the enemy, things that are of the infidels. You got to watch about hanging around intellectuals. There's a lot of people that were so weak in their faith at home that when they went to university, they lost their faith. Because a lot of them wasn't even hardly in church before they went. Our young people are going to be better prepared. Yes. Our children. Yes. You watch and see. But a lot of people hardly had any foundation. And then when they get there, don't go to church, don't read their Bible, don't pray. All they hear is these wrong spirits spouting this infidel stuff. Can you see that?
Yes.
And if all you hear are the lies and you're not hearing any truth, most people are not strong as they think they are. Wind up in a bad place. What's he saying? Come out from among them. Doesn't mean you can't minister to people, but you can't live in that. You can't think that and hear that and talk about that all the time. Come out. Be separate. Is there supposed to be a difference between us and the world? Is there? Don't touch it. And I will receive you and be a father to you, and you'll be my sons and daughters, says the Lord Almighty. Does this sound like he's for me? He's for me. He's for me. He's for me.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series, God's on My Side, you may call More Life Ministries at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelifenow.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Remember to join us in Branson, Missouri on Monday, October 2nd, as we begin our week of increase. Thank you for joining us today. And be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.
Thanks be to God. God who gives me